Hello.
Hello, good evening. Now, good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to hear your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a
regarding
registered
what?
Voter on this? This is in
sure.
regards to the upcoming amendments in the state of Florida, but are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
A Democrat.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Now, do you support or oppose this bill?
You know, I think I'm opposed to it.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Now, ma'am, will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
They should have the right to conceal their names.
So you support that strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly support it.
Strong. Thank you. Now, moving on. Some police officers previously claimed there were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Now, will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Will you support or oppose that?
I feel like police officers should be able to hide their names from who?
When they become crime victims or victims of a crime, you know, like they do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, will you strongly or somewhat support that?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Now, do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little too high, about right or low? What's your opinion?
A little too high.
A little too high. Okay. Now, in terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida expend tax revenue in a relative efficient manner? Or do you
no.
feel that they spend tax revenue
not one
in
bit.
A relative wasteful manner?
Wasteful.
Wasteful manner. Okay. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Now, ma'am, will you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use a telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure
sure.
animals receive necessary care? Okay, support that. Now,
yeah.
the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Now, ma'am, will you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability to telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospital?
Sure.
Okay. Now, telemedicine, it offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Now, telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Now, the question is, do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Support or oppose?
Support.
Support. Thank you. And I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, veterinaries, PAs, are likely a physician assistant trying to support veterinarians. Will you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform a routine checkups, diagnose, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Will you support or oppose
yeah,
that?
I support it.
Okay. And do you believe the state or local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? You think they should or do you think they should not?
Do what?
Do you believe the state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notice in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
Oh, they should. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, how likely do you think will be to seek out public notice that were posted on the government website and not available in printed or online newspaper? Will you think that would be very likely to seek up that kind of information? Somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
I'd be very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. Now, a recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economy activity each year. Now, how important do you feel, ma'am, vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Do you feel they are very important, somewhat important, not too, or not at all important to the economy?
I guess they're somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on, do you feel the Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they're out of town?
Sure, they should be able to do that.
Okay. And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
They should be able to do that.
And do you feel the regulation regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
It should be consistent.
Okay. And do you know how to swing? Yes or no?
Do I know how to what?
Swing. Swing. Do you know how to swing? Yes or no? On the swimming pool?
Yes,
you are? Okay. And yes. Do you think every child should not learn to swim as a basic life skill? You think they should?
I think they should.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track? Generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, man, what's your opinion?
I think they're on the wrong track.
They're on the wrong track. Thank you, ma'am. Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. And real quick, the statement says, teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. Next, I will read you two statements.
Yeah,
and they have consequences like everybody else. Now, I'm going to read you real quick two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each statement, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion, even if it's not exactly right. Okay, ma'am? Now, here's the first one. Public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. That's the first statement. Second statement, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Which one comes closer to your opinion?
The first one.
First one? Thank you.
Critical race and learning theory. We got to do it.
Understood. Times have changed. Now, in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced a housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you believe or not believe claims made by the business owners in your community that they have in difficulty finding workers due to the lack of or affordable housing in the area? Do you think yes they are, or you think they're not?
Yeah, I think they need to pay better, too.
Okay. Then do you feel the local governments in Florida do it or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? You think yes, they do, or no, they don't?
Oh, yes, they do, but they're going to do it wrong.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. Now, do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Do you think they should or do you think they should not?
Say that again.
Do you believe that Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level to zoning permit and density adjustments on reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development or affordable housing.
Okay, I guess
you think they should? Okay. Thank you. And if an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocate for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers, such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them? Less likely? Or will have no effect on your vote, on your voting decision?
I'm sorry, if they are what?
If the local official or at the local level or state level strongly advocate for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential workers like firefighters,
okay,
police, and
I would support, I would, yeah.
More likely for you to vote for them?
More likely.
Okay. Now, let's finish this up, okay, ma'am? Thank you. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. Now, it would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over the age of 18 and under the age of 65 whose incomes are or below 138% at their federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements. We know greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to the other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. Now, if you were voting today, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
For increased insurance, I would vote yes.
Thank you. It says the Medicaid. Now, just for statistical purpose only, ma'am, so we can finish this up, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? A white Caucasian,
white
African-American?
White.
Okay, thank you. Okay, do you consider yourself a Cuban-American, yes or no?
Nope.
Okay, and do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school, yes or no?
No.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. This concludes the survey. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.